from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
We're blowing off the last two psalm tones for 1 week. Why? So we can bring you the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Centennial Snocktoberfest. Here on our 100th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, right now.
It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Centennial Snocktoberfest.
Episode number 100. And now, a snark who parties like he's got nothing to lose. Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome to Snarktoberfest 2K7. Ego sum briani smi gailis pagina. We're in the 27th week of Ordinary Time, the 19th week after Pentecost, and our 100th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Yay!
Can you believe it? 100 shows. And yeah, you can hear that leprechaun trio out there playing slots and getting into trouble.
Hey, Fergus, got a quarter? This machine's too hot to give up. You win, we split.
See what I mean? Anywho, we're going to follow, to an extent, the suggestion of one of our listeners. But first, we have some jungle screechers for you. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers. Are you guys kicking butt out there? You winning some money? Oh, man. Yeah, keep playing. Anyways, we're here in the casino to do our Feast for the Week segment. And we're going to look at the feast for this week, our 27th week of Ordinary Time, or the 19th week after Pentecost. Now, if you'll see, the Ordinary Form calendar this week is extraordinarily bare. So, here we go. Monday, October 8th, in the Extraordinary Form. Third class, St. Bridget. And in the ordinary form, Feria. Tuesday, extraordinary form, third class, St. John Leonardi. In the ordinary form, two optional memorials. One of them is St. John Leonardi. The other one is St. Dennis and his companions. Wednesday the 10th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Francis Borgia. In the ordinary form, Feria. Thursday, October 11th, in the extraordinary form, second class, the Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the ordinary form, Feria. Friday, in both forms, Feria. Saturday, the 13th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Edward, Confessor and King of England. In the ordinary form, one optional memorial, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And finally, Sunday, the 14th of October, in the extraordinary form, 20th Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Hey, buddy, got a quarter? Come on, I gotta break this machine. What's he saying?
I think he's saying get a job.
And what we have done,
and welcome to the Centennial Snocktoberfest edition of In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do. And we're going to start very quickly off with
What We Have Done.
First, I got to meet two of Catholic podcasting's finest, Greg Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, and George Leet of Going Forth and Catholic Rockers. Got to meet them both just before my Saturday Mass. I had mentioned that Greg Willits was going to do a rosary-making workshop at my parish. I mentioned that over the last couple of episodes. Today was that day. I didn't exactly get to go to the rosary-making workshop, but I did get to meet them. He had just finished his thing, and I was just getting ready to do mine. They did hang around for Mass, though. I did, however, get some sad news. Jennifer Willits, Greg's wife and co-host, recently lost a baby a couple of months into her pregnancy. So we'll be praying for Greg and Jennifer. and the lost babies, what would have been four brothers, and we hope you'll do the same. Details, by the way, can be found on the Rosary Army podcast itself, episode number 181. Wow, they got us smote. They're 81 shows ahead of us as we speak, but I got to tell you, they have 181 top quality shows under their belts. The music list for this past weekend, 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time, is a lot more complex than the music itself. We had a Marian procession at the end of the Saturday Mass, and the choir was with us. The choir is also with us at the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday morning, which is their regular Mass. And at that Mass, two of our choir members, Dolores and Jean-Monique, professed vows as Dominican laity. In other words, they're lay people professing their vows to the Dominican order. Big congratulations to both of them. Yay. And here's the list. First, we're going to play our entrance hymn. This was the entrance hymn for all the masses. It is. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise. Beloved Isaac Watts text set to the tune Elecombe, first published in Württemberg, Germany in 1784. Gloria, Missa De Angelis. Psalm of the day. If today you hear his voice, which is with Psalm 95, set to music by Alexander Pelequin from his Songs of Israel, second of two volumes. The Alleluia by Gregory Murray in the verse sung to Psalm tone 8G. Lord of All Hopefulness was our offertory text by Jan Struther, and the tune Slain, traditional Irish tune. Beautiful piece. However, the text is copyrighted, so we're kind of prohibited from using it in our podcast. The Ordinary of the Mass during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, Community Mass by Richard Prue. The Lord's Prayer was chanted in English. And now for the Communion. 7:30 Mass only. Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray. Text by William Turton. Tune Unde et Memores by William Henry Monk. Now the other two Masses, since we had the choir on hand, this was our Communion. And there you go, the worship of God in nature, set to music by Ludwig van Beethoven. Here's how we pretty much concluded Mass. At the 4:30 Mass only, a Marian procession immediately followed. So we had the Fatima Ave, with the Rosary Decade being recited after each verse. And then we closed that Mass with the Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You by Maria Parkinson. That, by the way, was the meditation hymn for both the Sunday Masses after Communion. And now the recessional on the Sunday Masses, by the way, the classic Now Thank We All Our God, text by Martin Rinkart, translated by Catherine Winkworth. The tune, Nun Dunkit, written by Johann Krieger, harmonized later on by Felix Mendelssohn. And now we have
what we're going to do.
Well, first thing that we're going to do is leave the links in the show notes for the two podcasters that I met. And now, let's look at next week's list, 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The Mass Ordinary, same as what we did just this previous weekend. So, all we're going to mention here, opening hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. Psalm, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. And that goes with Psalm 98, and we're going to sing it to tone 8G. By the way, that's one of the psalm tones that we'll be covering on our psalm tone series conclusion next week on show number 101. Offertory, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Communion, My Shepherd is the Lord by Joseph Gillenau. And we will finish the Masses next week with the beloved Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Don't touch that mouse. There'll be plenty more partying to go.
Hi, I'm Brian Michael Page from Christos Vinci Podcasting.
I'm Seamus O'Reilly, the Christos Vinci Leprechaun.
And you are listening to Going Forth.
I thought it was third, second.
No, fourth.
Fifth, sixth.
Seamus.
Do you still introduce yourself with name, parish, and table? Are you looking for that rooster that's singing Carry, Carry, Carry? Why not join me at Going Forth, a podcast dedicated to the Cursiista. We talk about holiness, formation, and evangelization. We listen to some great music, read the scriptures together, and much more. You can find us on the web at goingforth.com.
F-O-U-R-T-H.
Remember, Christ is counting on you. And De Caloris.
Don't do this at church.
Hey, Seth got $5 out of the basket. I only got one.
Ha 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 ha.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
On our message boards, we get a person who goes by the screen name Seamus Rocks.
You bet I do. By the way, you got a quarter?
Not now, Seamus. Now, back to what I was saying. This person on our message board, screen name Seamus Rocks, had suggested a timeline going back, way back, to our very first episode and working our way to 100. Now, of course, if I went through every single episode, this episode would be about 2 hours long. I have agreed, however, to do a somewhat condensed version of a timeline. We start on December 8th, 2005. It was on that date that I learned that my pastor, Father Jay Finelli, was a podcaster. Now, I actually heard podcasting a few months earlier via Clayton Emmer's blog, The Weight of Glory. Clayton himself has a Catholic podcast called Doxapod Audio. However, it was Father Finelli's cast, iPadre, that inspired me to start doing a podcast of my own. After doing some research on podcasts via sites such as Podcast Alley, Odeo, Podcasting News, other people's podcasts, I decided to start one with bare bones equipment. I mean really bare bones equipment. Like, we're talking a plain Jane $10 computer microphone, a crappy PC. I still use the crappy PC. In fact, I'm using it right now. A free Wave to MP3 converter. And, of all things, sound recorder. Yes, Windows sound recorder. I was able to come up with a few shows in the 20 to 25 minute range. Sound quality really stunk, but the message got across. Oh, and let's not forget SwitchPod, the free podcast host.
Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to the new Christos Vincit Podcast, a division of the Christos Vincit Network.
And from there, I started Christos Vincit Podcasting. I already had the Christos Vincit blog going, and still do, now with the help of blogging partners and fellow snarks Nick Bayshore and Jason Pennington.
Now, the first show that we did, simply just an intro about myself, my family, my parish, kind of music I do, the mixed bag of talk, pretty much. There was no music. There were no special effects. Those came later. On our second show, Odeo and Podcasting News picked us up and was the start of a 7-part series called Tour the IGMR. Yes, the old tour of the Institutio Generalis Missalis Romanis, General Instruction of the Roman Missal. It was also the first show where we played our first music. Two songs, both recorded at a concert that we did at Holy Ghost Church, where I am music director, from my wife's old digital camera, her old one, not the one she has now. This is her old one. That camera is now my kid's digital camera. The two pieces were Beethoven's The Worship of God in Nature and Vaughan Williams' organ prelude on the hymn tune Rosimeda, Welsh word for lovely. Now, come January 2006, I kind of went on a podcasting binge. I was that much into it, you know. I was just like, wow, I'm on a roll here. So episode 3, we brought in our first taste of humor and a group of kids, two of them my own, helped me with the intro.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And then in episode 4, the good, the bad, and the ugly got its first parody sponsor. Usually the sponsor would be a parody that was posted on either other people's blogs, like The Kurt Jester, or on our own blog. Charlie Crow also gave us our first PodSafe tune, this killer cover of Apollo 100's one-hit wonder, Joy, which was based on the beloved anthem by Johann Sebastian Bach, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. Finally, by episode 5, Podcast Alley picked us up, and voting for us there became a reality. Episode 6 is when I first started using commercials. Any Catholic podcast that has a promo that I've been able to acquire that promo thereof got played, and still gets played today. The iPodre gets plugged weekly, as I am music director for the parish at which he is pastor, so I kind of keep him on my ropes there. Other podcasts get put in a random rotation, and one lucky cast gets a spot in each show. Episode 7 gave us our first ever Christos Vincit Top 10 list, and we also did away finally with the Windows sound recorder, and I had learned about and downloaded Audacity, a free open source sound editing software that utilizes tracks. We still use that today. And in episode 8...
Are you going to introduce me?
Hold on, I'm getting to it.
Seamus O'Reilly made his debut. He didn't have a name yet, just the Christos Vincit Leprechaun. And this was actually inspired by a character called the Frobot, once created by Father Seraphim Bishoner, a Third Order Franciscan priest most well known for his podcast, Catholic Under the Hood. On episode 10, we reveal our message boards for the first time. And episode 11 gave us our first parody time, consisting of titles of liturgical hymn and song parodies.
Your Christos Vincit News Team.
February also saw the debut of News from the Blogosphere.
Live.
And skipping to episode 17, we start a new 8-part series, the Christos Vincit Whitelist, where instead of talking negative about one particular worship aid or its publisher, we whitelist the good things on it. On our 20th show, the Christos Vincit Leprechaun is finally given its name, Seamus O'Reilly.
On our 21st show, another technological character, Father Judd McFry, joins us for the first time.
This guy should really have been appointed as the head of the Bishop's Committee on the Liturgy. Seriously, this guy is good.
His original duty was to fill in for Seamus, who was suffering a very nasty hangover after his St. Patrick's Day drinking binge with his buddies.
We had a bit of a challenge the other night, and I won, you see. O'Malley had won. McShay had a six-pack.
Yeah? What about you?
I smoked them all. I had a keg all to myself.
Judd McFry is described as having a voice that crosses David Brinkley, Don Pardo, Chef from South Park, and Snagglepuss.
Crystal's Vintage Sports. And here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus.
Episode 24 gave us our first ever installment of Crystal's Vintage Sports. Our 25th show was our first ever special, this one from the Easter Triduum special for 2006. Now on episode 28, we go on the first of our organ crawl tours. Too bad we really didn't get to play any of the instruments that we had talked about, but we did get to do some descriptions anyways. In mid-May, we did our 30th show where we introduced Canis, the Catholic canine. What a homely animal he was, but he was instrumental in taking a bite out of liturgical abuse. And in show 31, we start dissecting the organ.
From Rhode Island, 2,000 miles from Belco, it's Christus Vincit.
Now on episode 35, another technological voice, our greaser friend Chris Vincent. Gee, I wonder where he got that name from. And on episode 36, Seamus tries his hand for the first time at reporting the weather. Though he insisted on trying to make the weather. You can check out that episode for some information on his snow machine. Now in episode 39, we started a new series that got scattered over several shows. It wasn't just all consecutive shows. Well, we did a few consecutive, then we skipped a few, did another one. Then we skipped a few more. I think we went like maybe a couple of months after that before we put another one. The Crystal's Vincit Wish List. What we did on that one is we combed the songs that were listed on OCP's search engine and listed those that I wished would make the cut into the music issue. Feast for the Week made its debut on episode 41. And on that episode, we also played multiple choice in a comic sort of way. In episode 42, we take part for the first time in a podcast carnival. Crystal's Vincit and several other disciples with microphone members dedicated our podcast around the Assumption theme for that week. On episode 44, we finally scrap the cheap $10 mic and get a real mic, the one that I'm using now, which is part of a podcast kit by M Audio that I purchased from CompUSA. Episode 48 was the last show as Crystal's Vincit Podcasting. In it, Seamus introduces his own adventures in classical Latin, where he takes a Latin hymn and either says or sings the words, but in classical Latin. Finally, our 49th episode is our first as Crystal's Vincit Anywhere. New name, new feed, new mood. Eventually, the first 48 shows move to our new site, crystalsvincit.com, along with all the other shows, the site we use today. And our next episode was the Big 5-0.
Let's dig deep in the archives for Catholic on 45. Let's dig deep in the archives for Catholic Lost 45.
Episode 51 brings us Catholic Lost 45s for the first time, where we feature a hymn that hasn't been used in eons most places.
Catholic Lost 45!
Rest assured, titles like Sons of God, Shout from the Highest Mountain, and Take Our Bread did not make the cut in these Lost 45s. Episode 53 was our second carnival show with disciples with microphones, and this time it was for All Saints and All Souls. Episode 57, we discussed the evolution of the antiphon and hymn Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat. Timely enough, we had just celebrated the solemnity of Christ the King that weekend. On episodes 58 through 60, we posted a series of different Advent chants, and we did our Christmas special on episode 61. Also on episode 61, the premiere, Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rhines as cops on Liturgy 911, fighting liturgical abuse like real cops fight crime. Your liturgical tax dollars at work, eh? Or should we say, your offertory dollars at work? Episode 63 contains music recorded at church with improved sound quality, thanks to a gift from the iPadre, Father Jay Finelli, his old Sony portable mini disc recorder. In episode 65, Seamus tries something new, reading hymn text in inflationary language, inspired by the late comic classical pianist extraordinaire Victor Borge. And as we got our kicks on episode 66, we also did our first Epper Semi-Live segment, starting with Semi-Live on I-195. Usually with the cruise control set at 70 miles an hour, although a couple of times Seamus took the wheel and set it at 100 and got himself all wrecked. Episode 68 saw the first ever miscellaneous outbursts. Episode 69 saw portable sound improve even greater, as I now own an Olympus DS30 portable recorder. Show number 74 was the first of a three-part series on bits and pieces from Pope Benedict XVI's Apostolic Exhortation Sacramentum Caritatis. On episode 76, our second annual Easter Triduum special, and the Holy Ghost Choir successfully pulls off Hallelujah from Handel's Messiah. On our 78th episode, we had the first of three consecutive Many Moods shows, where we pull off multiple tunes to one Latin hymn text. Such was a common practice in early 20th century hymnals, where a Latin hymn could be set to 3, 7, even 10 different tunes. On episode 87, we catch our first glimpse of the Holy Father's Motu Proprio Sacramentum Caritatis, a.k.a. Motu Mania! In between, we also catch first glimpse of Christus Vincit TV. By the way, we're due for another episode of Christus Vincit TV. In light of Motu Mania, episode 88 was the first in a six-part series giving a primer to those who have never seen hide or hair of the extraordinary form of the Mass. That is, the Mass according to the Roman Missal of 1962, and what to expect. Episode 96 was the first in an ongoing series about psalm tones. That series will conclude on our next show. Finally, episode 98 contains a new segment.
And what we have done. And what we're going to do.
Which now not only features the music we did previously, but also gives a brief list of what we're going to do next. So there you go. 100 shows, still going. Special thanks, especially to you, our listeners, for hanging in there. Our listening audience may be small, but it's definitely enough to keep going. Don't send any money unless you really want to. Just keep on listening, because we snarks are not going away. Thank you very much for your support over these past 100 shows. Now for our PodSafe tune, here is Charlie Crow.
Charlie Crow and Joy. Our first ever PodSafe tune, going back to episode 3. Charlie Crow, courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And you can check out his MySpace also at myspace.com/Charlie Crow. I have in my right hand today's Crystal's Vintage Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Top 10 list is brought to you by Alleluia Chi Chi, the latest hit ditty by Paul Inwood. Just click on the link in today's show notes and give it a listen. Alleluia Chi Chi. We have a very special Top 10 list for you in celebration of 100 shows. Top 10 least popular things for Seamus O'Reilly to do within the next 100 shows. Okay. Top 10 least popular things for Seamus to do within the next 100 shows. From our home office in Rhode Island, the armpit of America. Here we go. Number 10, play the role of Matador in a bullfight. Number 9, volunteer his drinking buddies to play the role of Matador in a bullfight. Number 8, put his shanty up for sale so he can continue his gambling binge. Number 7, put his shanty up for sale in exchange for a full keg. Number 6, blow raspberries at the state trooper that just caught him on radar at 100 miles an hour. Number 5, use his snow machine in places where there is already snow measurable by feet. Number 4, tease Connie's, the homely but very Catholic canine. Number 3, root for the Yankees. Number 2, trip over the limbo pole in an attempt to avoid once again falling on his tuchus. And the number 1 least popular thing for Seamus to do within the next 100 shows, sing from Glory and Praise or Gather. Better still, sing it all. Crystal's Vinchid for 100 shows and the next 100.
Randy, music and fun. That's us.
Greetings. Father Judd McFry here. Brian asked me to inform you, our listeners, about our new communications kiosk. There are so many ways you can connect with Christos Vincit anywhere. Of course, there's the Vote at Podcast Alley, and you can leave feedback there as well. You can also review our show at iTunes, or you can leave a note on our message boards, or you can give us a dig, and you can send even an email to us. There are so many ways you can communicate with us. Just simply head on to our main page at crystalsvintage.com and you'll find the links to all of these and more on our sidebar. And please, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Leek.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
Disciples with Microphones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget the Blogger's Choice Awards. Crystal's Vintage the Blog running in the best religion blog category. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is running in the best podcast category. We're still taking votes for like another month. I believe it's November 10th when it stops. BloggersChoiceAwards.com. Reminder for all you southern New England folk, Rhode Island now has a second parish which celebrates the extraordinary form of the Mass. Holy Name of Jesus in Providence, Rhode Island has been doing it since 1993. They have a weekly traditional Latin Mass every Sunday at 11 a.m. Father Joseph Santos is the pastor there. Starting on October 21st, St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island will begin their celebration of the traditional Mass. That will take place at 5 p.m. on the third Sunday of each month. Pastor there is Father Kevin Fissette.
And finally, in the Fall River Diocese, one that just started recently, St. Anthony of Padua Church in New Bedford, Massachusetts, now celebrates a monthly traditional mass on first Saturdays at 8 a.m. The pastor there is Father Roger Landry. We'll leave links for all three parishes in our show notes. We have a pretty link-laden show today. Special thank you to Seamus Rocks for suggesting the timeline segment of our show. And I want to thank you all for joining me today and your support over the past 100 shows. Hopefully you'll hang in there for the next 100. In the meantime, tune in again for the conclusion of our series on Psalm Tones on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace and a happy Snocktober.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Bop, bop, bop. Anywhere.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh, yeah, the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Made on a crappy PC.